might do this thing. I love Thursdays. Get to talk some history. Get to talk some zoo news. Our morning zoo with Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz in here. All things Chankabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Citizen of the year. Stop. Over there.
Stop it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, well-deserved, long overdue.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, you need to take a bow.
It's an honor to be considered even for it. Mm-hmm. So thank you. It was a surprise.
It was a very nice surprise. I was so proud reading that story going, that's my friend.
Very nice
surprise. That's my friend.
So thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Like I say, well-deserved.
Thanks, Tara and the Daily News, for that honor.
So, Tom Schmaltz, what award do you got coming to you? You said some very nice things about your wife, too. That was really nice. That was a really good read.
It was easy to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, see? They truth.
Said, describe her and what she does. And I said probably one of the biggest compliments is what she does for the community, not just the zoo. She does a ton for the community. And people, I don't think, realize when we're out and about, and she talks about the zoo, then she talks about the community, what a great place Wahpeton is mm-hmm. to live, and Breckenridge. And so she's proud of the community. So it was easy to do.
Well, you're both, and I've said this to you privately, and I'll just say it publicly, you're both so good at looking at the periphery of things. You're not, you know, your vision's so broad, and you always take in the community. You always manage to do that no matter what you're doing, and that's a right. test. And you both do that,
We're very fortunate to live here.
Absolutely.
And to work here and to have this place mm-hmm. in which to thrive. And I think there's so many people that do so many things, and so to just be, you know, chosen is an honor.
Right. Well, and I said the best thing Kathy does is deflect. So,
yeah, she's really good at it.
But you're both so humble about it. And thank you both for what you do for the community and with the zoo. It's just, you know, that is Wahpeton.
Back at you,
Mike. Well, let's not go. Yeah, I'm worse in it than you are. All right. Let's talk about the zoo. Hey, what's happening here? The ground's thawing. How's everybody doing down there?
They're doing great.
Yeah, I bet
they are. Doing great. And this nice weather, we're able to go, woohoo, let's get some animals outside.
Does Tal want to get out and sunbathe?
No, he's very particular. He's going to wait.
Yeah, he's going to hang out for a while.
He's going to wait until that white stuff's gone. He comes out, looks at it, and goes, oh, no way. I'm out of here. Back inside.
Oh, man, I love it. So you've got, looking ahead, you've got, of course, before the opener, you got cleanup day coming up. You've got the opener, and looking forward to a great 2025 season. I keep forgetting, looking out the window, that we're still in February here. It's hard for me to kind of, you know, not look ahead. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
We've got Hop into Spring coming up.
Hop into Spring. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you.
And so we're pretty excited about that. With that, we'll be doing some outreach with the chicks and little creatures, little spring creatures.
I do
creatures,
that with the chicks and the ducks.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And so we've got that. The Nature Center, of course, will be open for that. And then we'll have more information on what the zoo will be doing that day. Sometimes it's very weather dependent. We keep it inside, or sometimes we open up the zoo for activities out there as well. But Hop into Spring, 15th of March. So, yay.
All right. So people out there listening going, hey, can I get my membership now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes is the answer, and you can also get it on that day, too. Mm-hmm. So you can always do it on your first day, but we like when people get them ahead of time. It brings us a little support before those gates open.
Sure.
And we could definitely use that, and it's why, you know, beat the rush. Get your memberships now. And
that's right.
They're coming in the mail quite nicely, but we could, you know, anytime you want to get that, we're here.
Does it get you more excited, both of you, when the weather turns, like, hopefully this isn't a fake spring. I mean, I hope we can go from this like into our spring. Does it get you excited, kind of going, season's coming up here?
Absolutely. A nice slow melt like this. We don't have to worry about flooding. If it keeps on like this, you know, this is a perfect spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the animals get excited, and it gives us time to get all kinds of things done. So, yeah.
I got to get down and check out the porcupines.
Oh, my gosh.
All you two do is brag about these porcupines. I haven't seen them yet.
Well, we brag about them and the training that's being done with them with our education team.
You can train a porcupine?
You can train a they can train a porcupine.
Seriously.
Well, you know, it was shown in the video. Remember the video of Lacey and Bruce on Groundhog Day? They knock on the door, much like you did with Punxsutawney.
Right.
And it opens and, oh,
this porcupine.
Well, and you think it's never going to end because when the quills get through that little door, then they flourish out.
Yeah.
It's just... That was just a delight. So if you haven't, folks, if you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook and see this.
Now, again, what kind of porcupines are these?
These are African-crested porcupines.
Okay, so they don't look like the porcupines around here, right?
No.
Okay.
No, their quills are black and white, and they're extremely long on it. And these guys are sweet potato motivated.
Really, that's their Achilles heel.
Yeah, man.
Really. So you give them sweet potatoes, they're happy porcupine.
Oh, you give them sweet potatoes, these two will do anything for you.
So what do you train them to do? I mean, just you know,
well, they kennel them so we can take them out and about. So they've made a debut with that, and they'll be doing more with that. So they actually can go in it now. When you put a porcupine in a kennel in a crate. It's two doors because you can't back them out because the quills would be – no, it won't work.
That's
it's a
not...
one way only. And
okay.
So then you have to open the other end so they can walk out. And they've done a very successful job with that, Bruce and Melissa. And it's – they're just wonderful to watch. And our whole training team with the keeper team have done some wonderful things. And every time you think that you've seen all the training, you know, come back and see it again because it just grows and grows.
And that's what porcupines are one of the things new at the zoo that people will be seeing. And that's a nature center, right?
That one, no. They're too big for the center,
okay.
Billy.
Put them outside.
Over,
okay.
They're over in the Ed building, which was a former pheasant building.
Oh, so, okay. Got it.
So those are animals that we can take out on the road, but they're also on exhibit every day. Because sometimes those Ed animals get tucked away. Not tucked away, but they're out of the view of the public. And so by making that our education building, people can see the Ed animals on exhibit. Some of them, you know, the rabbits, the porcupines, you know, some birds.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Nature Center, there'll be some new things very soon, too. So come see those new invertebrates in there. And people will say, oh, okay, it was, you know, and then they get in there, they're very excited to see them.
You ever think to yourself, what a wonderful life, because you get up to, you know, you get up every morning and go, I'm going to go take the porcupine for a walk. How many people get to say that?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. You too do.
You know,
see?
It's funny. Yesterday, our education team was out in North Dakota.
Lidgerwood.
I'm sorry. They went to Lidgerwood. And they're going there again. They're there right now again.
Okay.
So Tom and I did the Rothsay outreach. Rothsay school, second graders, each had to make a zoo. Like we do in junior keeping, but they had to make a zookeeper schedule. They had to put it was Arctic animal zoos is what they made.
Fun.
And so we went there to hear about their zoos, and we had the best time. This little boy in the front row said, as everybody's raising their hands and everybody's talking about their zoos and the zoo in Chahinkapa, he looked up at his teacher who was sitting there and said, I love this day. And, you know, you talk about what a great job. You got all the other stuff that goes with it, and you got the budgetary, and you got all the other things. But, gosh, you can find the good. I hope that everybody can find the good in every day. It's something
from the mouths of babes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So how lucky are we?
Well, and it's true, too, because kids are probably more honest than adults could ever hope to be. So he probably does love that day.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. We had a great time, and we always do. So
hop into spring.
Hop into spring.
Cleanup day,
up.
The opener. We got a lot to look forward to.
People have asked us about early opening, which we were able to do last year. Easter is in a different time this year.
Yeah.
It's later. So probably not looking at an early opening without appointment, but we always have that going on. Schools have been enjoying the zoo this winter as well.
Good.
So not just the outreach we're looking at. We're looking at people coming to the zoo.
You're going to have those spring buses showing up, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know you guys love. Tom and Kathy, always great to talk with you, Morning Zoo. Congratulations again, Citizen of the Year. Much deserved.
Oops.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Thank you.
My friend. Bravo. Tom, good to have you in here.
Good to be here.
Morning Zoo with Tom and Kathy. We do this every Thursday at 8:20. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners...